an old co-worker shouted at me one time, "This man will never know the pleasures of a McRib." Let's talk about feelings. That one time I ate pork. Now, yeah, I grew up Muslim, Islamic, and to be totally transparent with you people, myself nor my, at least my immediate family, are the most, let's say, religious people in the world. Like, for example, myself, like, I don't fast. I don't pray 5 times a day. I be accepting Christmas gifts and all types of shit. I understand that I'm out of pocket. But that one discipline I held on for, and I have to this day, the one discipline I've held on for dear life is that I don't eat pork. Don't give me no goddamn pork. Now, I've eaten pork before on accident, like as a kid, just not knowing, not understanding what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, I've eaten like sausage pizza thinking it was like ground beef or something on accident. It's like, whoops. Or, I remember in preschool, I used to eat like Jell-O, and, I think my mom got a hold of the lunchroom, like the menu or whatever for the upcoming weeks. And she was like, "Yo, this Jell-O, like, do you eat this?" And I'm like, yes, like that's the best part of my day. Like fucking absolutely, you know, not verbatim. And she was just like, yeah, don't eat that anymore. Like, we're not supposed to be eating that. And she just kind of like never like explained why. It was just like, yeah, don't eat that anymore. So I couldn't eat that anymore. But, you know, I talk to people all the time because people offer you stuff, you know, food, whatever, especially candy. Like, if anybody got candy or any kind of snacks on them and shit, like, I can't eat like most candies because most candies have pork in them, like Starburst or, you know, little stuff like that. So people are like totally amazed by that. I remember one of the things as a kid, I remember watching those fucking Lucky Charms commercials, and I wanted Lucky Charms so bad, but they were like, it was like a marshmallow cereal, so I couldn't have Lucky Charms. Like the one thing as a kid that I really wanted, and it was only because they had fire promotion. The commercials were phenomenal. And that was like the only thing as a kid that I really wanted to try that I didn't get to try because it was pork. But other than that, I've never had a desire to necessarily eat pork. I guess you know, you can't miss something that you never had. Like, I know I've heard the rage about the bacon and the ribs, and as far as I'm concerned, in the way I eat anyways, I probably shouldn't be adding pork on top of my eating habits as it is. So it's probably a good thing that that was the one discipline that I've had, that I've decided to just cling on to. So there's a story in particular that I do want to tell about me eating pork, and it involves my auntie Gigi. We love her, shout out to her. So I don't know, she would have been like 16 when I was born or something, so anyways, she wasn't too much older than me. So anyways, I'm at the house with my grandmother, and at the time my aunt was working nearby at like the deli, like this diner type restaurant or whatever. So we were like, yeah, you know, let's go visit John at work, you know, whatever, right? So my grandmother take me there, we go in, say what up to my auntie, it's a good time, she happy to see us, order a chicken sandwich. We walk back to the house because the restaurant was in walking distance, so we walk back. And I remember, I never forget, I'm upstairs, I'm eating my sandwich. I'm watching SpongeBob. It's the sun is out. It's just a good time, right? I'm like probably like 6. And my grandmother from downstairs just starts yelling. And she like, "I'm here." So I'm automatically, I'm just like, fuck. Like, I know I didn't do nothing this time, right? So he's just yelling, "I'm here." So I go down the staircase. I'm like, what happened? You know what I mean? Like, no, I didn't do it. And she's like, "Put the sandwich down." I'm like, "Why?" "It's pork." And I'm like, "Oh, fuck, pork, no." Like, it was the most dramatic shit. It was so funny. So anyways, we throw the sandwich away. And come to find out, my aunt had somehow mixed my order up with somebody else's. So I ended up getting like this bacon, some sort of bacon sandwich or something. So a few hours later, my aunt come home and she is like, "Oh no, I fed the baby pork." Like, get down on her knees, give me a hug, as if she had accidentally poisoned me. And the funniest shit ever. And I she hugs me very close. She, "Oh my God, Amir, I'm sorry." And she after that, she whispered in my ear. I kid you not, I swear to God. Whispers in my ear, "That motherfucker was good, wasn't it?" To this day, funniest shit of all time. And I've never asked her. I should probably ask her after she hear this. If she gave me that fucking bacon sandwich on purpose. But anyways, this is always a fun story. But anyways, growing up like Muslim and stuff, like you running all these, they you know, the general public, I guess, or the average person just expect you to be the most just strict, devout, uptight motherfucker they ever met. And that may not be the case, and a lot of people are surprised, especially when they meet me, because, you know, especially because it come out, I don't drink or I don't smoke, for example. I don't drink, smoke, or any type of recreational drugs. I don't fuck with. But so they like, there is this thing, like, people expect me to be tight, and then they get to know me and they find out I'm kind of a chill, loose dude who actually isn't that religious, and it surprises people. You know what I mean? And that's kind of the reputation that the Muslim faith has garnered over generations. I don't know. I think about that a lot, because again, I'm not very religious, so I do think about this a lot. Like, will I be accepted? I believe so. But I think, like, for the Nation of Islam, I think they would take me with open arms. But with that, I think I would have to tighten up to what their vision is specifically. And I want to talk about the Nation just a little bit. I don't want to get too serious or too religious, because this is like a light pod. But I do want to get this across, that I think Black America, especially, talking to you, Black America, there is this kind of idea that they have an idea of the way they want to move. Black America, as Black people, we have an idea of how we want to move. We want to stick together. We want to create our own. We want to have our own businesses, our own communities, our own wealth, et cetera, et cetera. And the funny part is, there is a group of Black people that already moved this way, and they go by the Nation of Islam. But unfortunately, the Nation of Islam come with a certain set of disciplines, and, you know, with those guys, it's kind of like you in or you out. And the stigma is all bow ties and bean pies and shit, so Black America don't want to fuck with it. But if you're a Black American and you're still searching, I would definitely I would look into those guys. I wouldn't just jump into it too deep or whatever. If you're not as religious, but if you're looking for a good message, if you're looking for some sort of discipline, I think the Nation of Islam, for especially a Black man, is could be super vital to your character. So anyways, yeah, that's it. That's that one time I ate pork. Let's talk about feelings. Goodbye.